The partnership has created an attitudinal study designed to learn what behaviors distract drivers and to find out if people know distracted driving is dangerous, why do they do it?
The problem is that this is really a national epidemic.
When drivers crash into walls, into each other, pedestrians and cyclists, USAA's Joel Camarena says it's critical for the nation to get a handle on the causes of distracted driving and implement a safety plan.
Yeah, and distracted driving is really difficult to track, but based on studies that have been done out there, anywhere from 25 to 40% of all car crashes are caused by some form of driver distraction. So that's a pretty huge percentage.
Texas A&M will conduct the two-phase study for the rest of the year. The first phase will ask people around the state to answer a survey. Camarena says it's completely anonymous and entirely random among drivers who just happen to show up at a DPS driver's license center to renew or test for a new license.
The second phase is going to be focus groups, smaller focus groups that hopefully will allow us to dig deeper and get into greater detail of the results of these surveys.
USAA plans an education campaign based on the results with articles and materials to encourage drivers to be accountable for their behaviors behind the wheel. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.